Oh, probably the worst day was Road America 2004. I was in way over my head. I was driving a car that cost more than my house that another gentleman had bought. He told me that I could earn it out. He was going to try to get me sponsorship, but the whole deal was run the car and let's get some attention. And Chip Hearn and I were having a blast. He was in Tom Oates's Chevy Corvette, and I was in the Dodge Viper Comp Coupe with Dodge Motorsports on the side. And I had been in one race prior to that one, or maybe two. Yeah, I guess two. And I'd finished in the top 10 in the first two. And I was trying to keep my rookie eligibility. I didn't want to go to a fourth race. So Road America was the third one. And it had been a long, hot race. And I was in 10th place. And I thought, you know what? 10th is just fine for our budget and everything, all the variables involved, right? And as we took the white flag, a car that I had passed before, his words kind of had a coming of realization that he had kind of zoned out, and I'd gone by him, and some other people had gone by him, and he kind of, put the visor down and got the red mist going and really put on an assault. Well, Lou Gulotti had been off the track in Canada Corner, and when he came back on, he dumped a whole bunch of gravel at the apex of the corner. And so I knew going into that turn, last lap, coming to the checker, the last thing I wanted to do was get on that gravel and go for a ride. So I got on the brakes just a touch early than I normally would because of that low traction situation. And the guy behind me didn't, and he hit me right in the back. And when he did, he realized it was his fault. And he, because this is what he's told me afterwards, and he said, I tried to straighten you up. I hit you again, hoping that I could get you back forward. Well, that just kind of made it worse. Car went around backwards. I sat back in my seat, folded my arms over my chest, let go of the steering wheel, and just hammered the brake and clutch as hard as I could, and rode through the gravel trap into the gravel, into the tire wall at Canada Corner, and didn't finish the race. And there I have a damaged, $130,000 race car. I don't know how badly it's hurt, but it's hurt badly enough. I don't know how I'm going to fix it. And I thought, boy, I've really messed up.
That experience, and now sitting down, listening to people and going through the trials and tribulations in their life, how does that equate? How does that help you help them?
It helps a lot. It's just perspective. Anytime you let yourself get into something so deeply that there's nothing else in the world that matters, it becomes of paramount importance, and any little setback or any little thing is just, catastrophic. But when you visit with people who have handicaps or have battled cancer or have lost a spouse or any of those things that are just normal life occurrences, you all of a sudden realize that the things that you thought were so bad really weren't. And it helps people who haven't seen that yet hear that, and sometimes they can't, right? Sometimes they'll just think you're some old dude who just is upset you don't race that way anymore. But in all honesty, eventually they'll come back and be like, you know what? That was right. I couldn't see it when we first started talking, but I see it now. And when you can help somebody get that perspective, hopefully quicker than you got it yourself, then you're blessing them.